This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Harley-Davidson factories just got a little less cool. The company is no longer allowing music to be played on the assembly lines because of safety concerns. Aaron Toner reports from Milwaukee Public Radio.
The inside of a Harley-Davidson factory is a lot like what you'd expect. Workers in jeans, black t-shirts and bandanas, and a soundtrack in the background, right? Not anymore. Mary Pat Blankenheim is a Harley spokesperson.
We love the fact that Harley-Davidson is associated with cool things like music. However, when it comes to our plants, safety is a priority, and music is not.
The idea, she says, is to eliminate distractions and improve performance.
These are folks working on a line. They work in teams, so it's really important to be able to hear what's going on in the work around you.
There are federal rules for how loud a workplace can be, but no specific rules about music in factories. So individual companies have to decide whether it's safe and how music impacts the bottom line. At the Milwaukee company Helios, employees make solar panels while listening to internet radio. Line worker Josh Drain says it helps him get through what can be a pretty monotonous day.
We tend to perk up when we hear one of our songs play. But beyond that, it's just nice to have ambient background music instead of just the very mechanical sounds of the line operating.
Managers at the Helios plant believe music makes employees more productive. And there's plenty of research to support that idea. Teresa Lesiak is a music therapy professor at the University of Miami. She surveyed information technology professionals and found they overwhelmingly reported positive effects of music in the workplace.
It was calming to them, or it provided some excitement when they were needing it. For some others, it was more nostalgia to the music, and somehow that was helpful to them in their work.
But Lesiak does say that for some factory jobs, like driving a forklift, music would certainly be a distraction and even a danger. In Milwaukee, I'm Aaron Toner for Marketplace.